Bloomberg lauds universal background checks, ICE gun confiscation next. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 28, 2019. Gun control proponent Michael Bloomberg lauded the passage of universal background checks during a speech in Las Vegas and signaled that gun confiscation laws should be the focus next. Bloomberg funds a large portion of the gun control lobby, including Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. His comments Tuesday in support of universal background checks came just over a week after Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak, D., signed such checks into law for the state. The new law would not have prevented the October 1, 2017, Las Vegas attack from occurring, as the attacker in that instance passed a background check for each of the guns used. Yet state Democrats pushed the bill under the guise of increasing safety. The Las Vegas Journal-Review reports that Bloomberg applauded the new checks. He admitted that they would not stop every attacker, then added, "If you stop some of them, that's better than stopping none." The truth is that universal background checks would not have stopped a single mass shooting that occurred in the 21st century. Nearly every mass shooter passed a background check to acquire his guns. Those who bypassed background checks stole their weapons. And universal background checks are a threat to freedom, as they open the door to more and more gun control. Bloomberg unwittingly demonstrated this during his speech in Vegas as he suggested such checks were only a first step, and looked to the pursuit of gun confiscation laws next. His gun confiscation laws would come in the form of red flag statutes, which already exist in California, Florida, and Illinois. The California laws failed to stop the November 7, 2018, borderline bar and grill attack, 12 killed. The Florida laws failed to stop the August 26, 2018, Jacksonville landing attack, 3 killed, and the January 23, 2019, SunTrust Bank attack, 5 killed. The Illinois red flag law failed to stop the February 15, 2019, attack on the Henry Pratt Company, 5 killed. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.